These fields were filled with ears of corn nearing the harvest during September. The kernels would never be shelled, though. In fact, it was these fields that were not large enough to bury the dead from both sides of the Civil War battle that resulted. The story of those cornfields is today's edition of The American Countryside.
All in together now, we can make it better now. Come on, can we do it?
Yeah, you know that we can.
We'll rope it up,
cause we know how to jump.
We'll roll it out,
cause we know how to skate.
We'll cut it down,
cause we know what to eat.
We'll swap it out,
we eat healthy stuff.
Can we do it?
Yeah, you know that we can.
Can we do it?
Today's a good day to grab your kids and hang out with them for an hour. Dance, walk, play a sport, or cook a healthy meal. Because just moving a little and eating better every day can help make you and your child healthier.
Can we do it?
Yeah, you know that we can.
We'll ball it up,
cause we know how to hoop.
We'll mess around,
cause we know how to play.
We'll drop it down,
cause we know how to dance.
We'll veg it up,
veg it night and day.
Can we do it?
Search We Can online to find doable tips and activities that you can use every day to keep you and your kids healthy. Remember, that's We Can. A message from the Ad Council, HHS, and NIH's We Can program.
David Miller was a farmer who simply had a cornfield on the outskirts of Sharpsburg, Maryland in 1862. On the 17th of September, it became one of the bloodiest points of the Civil War.
This little piece of the battle went on for about an hour and 15 minutes. That center point of that field changed hands 29 times.
John Howard is superintendent of Antietam National Battlefield. In just over an hour, the 160-acre cornfield saw 8,000 casualties. The fierce fighting soon moved to a road. David Roulette's driveway to his farm and fields had eroded to a depth of 6 feet in some spots. Confederate troops there held their strong position for nearly 3 hours before falling to the Union. The men called the place the Hog Trough. Today, it's known as Bloody Lane.
They wrote home, and a lot of them talked about the fact of how when they got to the lane, but it was 4 feet deep, 8 feet wide, and they walked across the lane, their feet never touching the ground, as they walked across the lane on the backs of the Confederate dead and wounded.
5,500 men were killed or wounded at Bloody Lane. Finally, just before 6 p.m., the sun set, and the fighting ceased.
The sound of gunfire ceased for the most part, and after 12 hours, it was basically replaced by the cries of the wounded, the silence of the dead. Because across this field, 23,110 American soldiers had been killed or wounded. And if you think about the time involved in that number, it's one soldier for every second of that day.
Casualties were about 50-50, but the Union controlled the field of battle at the end of the day. They had repulsed the South's invasion into the North and won the battle. But how would this community and the nation handle the aftermath? That story next time as we travel the countryside in Sharpsburg, Maryland. I'm Andrew McCrae.